Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Susan Carter, an endocrinologist and longevity expert specializing in hormone balance, metabolism, and the aging process. Today, we're diving into Celsius caffeine versus Red Bull. Which has more and which is the lesser risk for your health? All right, quick show of hands. Have you ever grabbed an energy drink because you were dragging, you had a meeting, a long drive, or you were about to hit the gym and you thought, it's just one can. What's the big deal? Yeah, most guys have been there. Here's the part that surprises people. A standard Celsius has about 200 milligrams of caffeine. Classic Red Bull, about 80 milligrams. So if you've been switching to Celsius because it's cleaner, you might be doubling your stimulant dose without realizing it. And the real question isn't which one hits harder. It's what's that can doing to your sleep, your blood pressure, your waistline, and yes, your testosterone, month after month. So let's break this down like we're talking in the locker room, not a lecture hall. First, caffeine. The headline is simple. Celsius Live Fit, the common 12-ounce can, is about 200 milligrams. Classic Red Bull, the small 8.4-ounce can, is about 80 milligrams. And the sugar-free version is still 80. So, does Celsius have more caffeine than Red Bull? Yes, not even close in the standard can sizes most guys buy. Think about caffeine like weight on a barbell. Red Bull is a lighter set. Celsius is a heavier set, and it's heavier per ounce, too. One heavy set can feel awesome. You feel locked in, strong, talkative, ready to go. But if you keep adding plates all day, coffee in the morning, pre-workout at 4, Celsius at 5, now you're not training. You're testing your nervous system. Now, you've probably heard the common guideline. Up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day is generally considered safe for healthy adults. But here's what most guys don't realize. It's ridiculously easy to blow past that. 2 Celsius is 400. Add one strong coffee and you're over. Toss in pre-workout and now we're in that zone where palpitations, anxiety, and blood pressure spikes start showing up. And it's not just caffeine. Energy drinks are basically stacks. Caffeine is the engine, and the other ingredients are like turbochargers bolted on top. Red Bull stacks caffeine with taurine and sugar. Celsius stacks caffeine, often from green tea and guarana, with a blend and vitamins. And look, I'm not here to villainize taurine or green tea extract. The problem is the combo effect. Some studies show these multi-ingredient energy drinks can raise heart rate and blood pressure more than caffeine alone in certain people. So if you're the guy who says, coffee doesn't bother me, but energy drinks do, that's not in your head. That's the stack. Now let's talk about sugar, because this is where Red Bull can really get you. Classic Red Bull has roughly 27 grams of sugar in that small can. That's almost 7 teaspoons. Picture you're grilling, right? You wouldn't dump 7 teaspoons of sugar onto your steak every day and call it fuel. But in liquid form, it goes down fast, doesn't fill you up, and your body processes it differently. Sugary drinks are strongly linked with weight gain, higher triglycerides, and a higher risk of type 2 diabetes over time.
And for a lot of men, that shows up as the slow creep. Belt notch gets tighter, lab numbers drift the wrong direction, energy gets worse, and then you reach for more caffeine to fix the energy. Vicious cycle. So on the sugar front, Celsius usually wins because it's typically zero sugar and low calorie, and sugar-free Red Bull avoids the sugar hit. But, and this is important, zero sugar doesn't mean zero impact. Non-nutritive sweeteners may affect some people's appetite, cravings, or gut. The research is mixed, and it depends on the person and the type of sweetener. Bottom line, it's not the same as water. It's not even the same as black coffee. Okay, now let's hit the part most guys ignore until it smacks them in the face. Sleep. Caffeine hangs around. For most adults, the half-life is about 5 to 6 hours, meaning if you slam a Celsius at 4 p.m., there's a decent chance you still have a meaningful amount of caffeine in your system at 10 p.m. And here's the gut punch. Even 400 milligrams of caffeine taken 6 hours before bed has been shown to cut sleep time. Why does that matter? Because sleep is where the recovery magic happens. Deep sleep is when your body repairs muscle, balances hormones, and resets your brain. And this is huge. Even 1 week of sleeping under 5 hours a night has been shown to lower testosterone in young men by around 10 to 15%. Not forever, not you're broken, but enough to feel it. Lower morning drive, worse mood, weaker workouts, slower recovery, lower libido. And then what do? They reach for more stimulants. So if you're choosing between Celsius versus Red Bull, you're not just choosing a buzz, you're choosing a sleep outcome. And sleep affects everything you care about. Body composition, performance, confidence, sex, patience, all of it. Let me give you a super practical way to choose. If your biggest vulnerability is metabolic, belly fat, prediabetes, high triglycerides, family history of diabetes, then regular sugary Red Bull as a daily habit is a bad deal. Too much sugar, too easy. If your biggest vulnerability is stimulant sensitivity, anxiety, high blood pressure, panic feelings, insomnia, heart palpitations, then Celsius can be the bigger problem because it's basically a high caffeine hit in a can. And if you're thinking, I'll just do both depending on the day, okay, fine, but you need rules. Rule one, count your total caffeine for the day. All of it. Coffee, tea, pre-workout, energy drinks. Most guys underestimate by a lot. Rule two, smallest effective dose. If 100 milligrams gets you focused, why take 200? Half a Celsius, one small Red Bull, or just coffee. Rule three, avoid energy drinks within 6 hours of bedtime. Seriously, protect your sleep like it's your paycheck. Rule four, never mix energy drinks with alcohol. That combo can mask how intoxicated you are, and it can push your heart in a direction you don't want. One more thing that doesn't get enough airtime, your gut. If energy drinks give you heartburn, cramping, urgent bathroom trips, that's not just you. Caffeine can ramp up stomach acid and gut movement. Sugar can pull water into the intestines. Some sweeteners can cause gas and bloating in sensitive guys. If every can ends with reflux or a sprint to the restroom, your body is voting no. Listen.
All right. Quick, rapid fire signals you're overdoing it. Racing or skipped heartbeats after one can. Shaky, wired, irritable, needing more and more to feel the same kick. Trouble falling asleep if you have caffeine after lunch. Waking up tired even after a full night in bed. And for a lot of guys, libido and morning erections getting worse as sleep gets worse. Now, common questions I get all the time is a lot of guys think Celsius is automatically better because it's sugar-free. Here's the truth. It's better on sugar, sure, but it can be harder on sleep and your cardiovascular system because it's a bigger stimulant dose. So better depends on your weak link. I get asked this all the time. Is natural caffeine from guarana gentler? Nope. Your body doesn't care where the caffeine came from. Milligram for milligram, it hits the same receptors. Natural doesn't mean mild. Another one. If I stay under 400 milligrams, I'm safe, right? Not always. That number is a general guideline, not a force field. Some men get blood pressure spikes, anxiety, or insomnia at much lower doses, especially if you're smaller, stressed, sleep deprived, or already dealing with hypertension. So what's the bottom line? If you're comparing classic Red Bull to Celsius, Celsius usually has more caffeine and less sugar. Red Bull has less caffeine and way more sugar if you're drinking the original. If you want the least risky daily pattern, it's really not either one. It's sleep, hydration, food that actually fuels you, and caffeine earlier in the day, often coffee or tea, at the lowest dose that works. And if you've been using energy drinks to drag yourself through the day, pay attention to that. Sometimes it's not laziness. It's sleep apnea. It's overtraining. It's stress. It's low iron. It's thyroid. It's clinically low testosterone. And you don't want to mask a real issue with another can. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.